Your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 92. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 97. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Managing a livestock herd is challenging on its best days, but even more difficult during a drought. Dave Lohman, beef cattle specialist at Oklahoma State University, says producers need to make some hard choices about which cows need to get culled to help conserve the remaining forage.
I think that's the priority. Long term, the adjustments made should ensure that the forage base is not damaged due to overgrazing primarily. And so that's what we're trying to avoid.
Well, right behind managing the available environmental resources is making sure the cattle are well cared for during a drought.
That's got to follow close behind protecting the soil and the ranch. But following right behind that is going to be taking good care of those animals and making sure that they're not compromised in terms of the body condition, which leads to, first of all, lower market value if you have to destock and sell some of those animals. And most people are going to need to do that are, you know, out there in that more intensified drought region. But secondly, it also compromises their health status and certainly the health status of their new babies.
He says good record keeping will help producers make culling decisions on which cattle need to go to make the most of the available resources that remain.
To me, it seems like it'd be important, especially if you're entering into a period of risk related to drought, to have kind of a priority list. And hopefully the rancher has good enough records to sort of create that list of priorities, which animals should go first in terms of what animals are still of good value but not very productive. We sort of suggest people simply think about this with the three O's: open, old, and other problems. And there's probably some overlap among those categories.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for County Commissioner, Kathy Unger, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man was injured Tuesday morning when the tractor he was operating was struck by a car, ejecting him 30 feet from the tractor. The crash happened at around 8 a.m. The tractor split into two pieces due to the impact, and Bel Air police said the car that struck the tractor was speeding. The operator of the tractor, a man in his 60s, was transported to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the car, a woman in her 20s, had minor injuries. A Topeka man has been sentenced to 33 years in prison for the 2003 violent rape of a woman who went unsolved for nearly 20 years. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kage said on Tuesday, Purnell Adam Mack Jr. was sentenced to prison for a 2003 violent sexual assault that remained unsolved for nearly 20 years. Mack, who chose not to appear during the trial, was arrested in Minnesota and extradited back to Kansas for the sentencing hearing. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, the tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Nickerson basketball star Ava Jones and her mother Amy, who have been hospitalized in Louisville, Kentucky for 2 weeks after being hit by a car while standing on a sidewalk, will move out of the intensive care unit this week. The news comes from Katie Honus, the sister of Amy and Ava's aunt. Honus wrote on Facebook that Ava is moving out of ICU today and that Amy could be transferred as early as Thursday. They're both due to continue receiving care at the University of Louisville's Frazier Rehab Center. A pair of former Wamego High School teachers accused of having a sexual relationship with a student made their first court appearance at Pottawatomie County Courtroom yesterday. Alan Sylvester and Deborah Sylvester are each facing a single count of unlawful sexual relations, teacher with a student 16-plus in Pottawatomie County, and both appeared for an arraignment hearing July 19. The alleged incident happened between December 1st of 2019 and May 15th of 2021. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department reported on Tuesday the first presumed case of monkeypox in Lancaster County. Confirmatory testing is currently being performed by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The person is a man in his 30s with recent travel history outside of Nebraska. He is isolating at home. The health department is currently investigating potential close contacts and will notify those who may have been exposed. Hunters may begin purchasing 2022 Nebraska fall turkey permits at 1 p.m. Central Time August 8th. A fall turkey permit is valid statewide and allows a hunter to harvest two turkeys of either sex with a shotgun or archery equipment. Each hunter may have up to two permits. There is no minimum age requirement for youth hunters. Permits will be available at OutdoorNebraska.org and at Nebraska Game and Parks Commission permitting offices. The fall turkey season is September 15th to January 31st of next year. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance in-person voting at the county clerk's offices for the August 2nd primary is now open, and requests may be made through July 26th for mail-in ballots, which are due with a return postmark by Election Day. In Marshall County, the clerk's office will be open 8 to 6 Monday through Fridays for advance voting. Among local contested races, John Unger is challenging incumbent Barb Kiekhafer for 1st District Marshall County Commissioner on the Republican ticket. There are no local contested races in Washington County. The Washington County Clerk's Office is open for advance in-person voting Monday through Fridays 8 to 5. The Value Them Both Amendment is expected to create considerable interest and will be decided at the primary, as well as a number of state and federal positions. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week met with representatives of the county health insurance provider. The current plan will remain in place, with a life insurance benefit increasing from $15,000 to $25,000, with voluntary elections of dental, vision, and additional life insurance available to employees at their expense, with premiums eligible to be deducted from payroll pre-taxed. A motion was approved, unanimously approving a $139,000 bid from Masonry Construction for repointing the north side of a courthouse, which will begin this year, to be completed in 2023. Planning and Zoning will have a public hearing at the August 16th meeting at 7:30 in Gage County. There will be a hearing on the change of language, and we'll have further discussion on solar. City of Seneca Planning Commission will hold a public hearing Thursday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall regarding the ban of commercial utility-grade wind energy systems within zoning jurisdiction of the city, which extends 3 miles outside city limits. At present, commercial wind towers are allowed on a conditional use basis in areas identified as transitional ag. Traffic through Washington this week will be complicated by highway construction, which began on U.S. Highway 36. The county fair, running Wednesday through Saturday, will bring extra traffic, and Washington is playing host to the state Pee Wee Baseball Tournament, continuing Thursday and Friday evenings. Designated parking has been marked at the ball field adjacent to the fairgrounds, and fair parking Friday may spill over into the pit area at the racetrack. Judging at the Washington County Fair is underway today. The pet show begins at 2, the swine show at 7. On Thursday, sheep show and bucket calf shows will be held, as well as the beef show. An RC Derby is planned Thursday evening at 7:30. On Friday, the livestock judging contest begins at 1. They'll have carnival games and inflatables both Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock sale will be Friday night with entertainment by the Dueling Pianos. Barnyard Olympics, the Moto Rodeo are Saturday with the parade Saturday evening beginning at 6 in Washington. We'll begin live coverage at the Washington County Fair Thursday and Friday afternoons with 4-H pre-fair comments from the youth throughout the day Thursday and Friday on KNDY. Dennis P. Milburn, age 81, of Wymore, passed away July 15th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Athel Laughlin of at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dennis Milburn. Todd A. Carter, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private family service and burial will be held at a later date in Iowa. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Todd Carter.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Marysville High School Auditorium on July 22nd, 23rd, or 24th for the performance of The Wizard of Oz. Watch as the Marysville Area Community Theater brings the most beloved tale of all time to life on stage. Follow Dorothy and her three friends on an epic adventure in the clever retelling of this classic story. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $5 for students. See The Wizard of Oz Summer Musical, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Marysville.
Brides-to-be, Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore invites you to the biggest sale yet. Shop designer gowns drastically reduced with prices starting as low as $199 with over $350 on sale. But hurry, appointments are filling fast. Book yours today. Call Diane's Dresses at 402-645-3168 or online at dianesdressesetc.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and a bit cooler today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Thursday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, in the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night and leading into Friday. More showers will be possible throughout the weekend, and temperatures will start to cool down throughout Sunday and Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70, and the record low, 54. Sunset this evening at 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
It is the 53rd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. We will celebrate with a little lunar geography lesson from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 20th, the 201st day of the year. It was on this night in 1969 when Neil Armstrong placed the first human footstep on the moon. Have you ever wondered as you gaze up at night exactly where those first astronauts landed? It's not hard to spot the general vicinity with a good pair of binoculars. Look for three prominent craters grouped near the center of the moon's disk. The northernmost of those is the crater Theophilus. The smoother-looking surface just to the north of it is the Sea of Tranquility. No telescope is powerful enough to see this from a distance, but the lunar lander, a scattering of footprints, and the American flag are still there 53 years later. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon online at almanac.com.
Ben and Cassie, formerly my one and only, now performance Gold Pine, and will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, July 30th. It's a single performance, 7:30 p.m., with advance tickets available at the Weaver Hotel or at the door for $10 each. Gold Pine, formerly my one and only, live Saturday, July 30th at 7:30 at the Opera House in Waterville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, a Wichita State baseball recruit and a current member of the Shockers, have been selected in the Major League Baseball draft. Pitcher Ashton Izzy was selected in the fourth round by Seattle. The right-hander from Oswego, Illinois, committed to Wichita State and now must decide between attending college in Wichita or beginning his career in pro baseball. Brock Rodden faces the same decision. The Shockers' second baseman went in the 10th round to Oakland. Rodden was named AAC Newcomer of the Year. He did lead the Shockers in batting average and slugging percentage. And in day three of the Major League Baseball draft, Manhattan High's Cade Perkins got selected. Perkins was taken in the 9th round with the 586th overall pick by the San Francisco Giants. He committed to play college baseball at Cali County Community College and graduated this spring. Perkins was a key piece in Manhattan's runner-up finish in the 6A playoffs. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
The basketball tournament, or TBT, will lose some of its Big 12 star power when it returns to Wichita. The Stillwater Stars announced that they will be unable to compete in the Wichita Regional due to unforeseen complications. The Stars were made up of Oklahoma State standouts, including Jeffrey Carroll and Markel Brown. The Stars are going to be replaced by Team B1 Ballers. Play in the Wichita Regional begins July 22nd. The Wichita State entry Aftershocks is scheduled to play at 8 p.m. The Aftershocks opening game will be televised on ESPNU. Kansas freshman men's basketball guard Grady Dick is considered a possible one-and-done college player. That's by both ESPN.com and NBCSports.com. Jonathan Givony's early 2023 NBA mock draft for ESPN projects the 6'8", 205-pound Wichita native as the number 18 overall pick in next June's extravaganza. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Take the worry out of ordering and refilling your propane tanks with Kramer Oil. Great people to work with. Their family has been serving your family since 1976. Customize your account with delivery and automatic refill, prepaid discount, or level billing options available. Hard work, integrity, and dedication to the community are hallmarks that Kramer Oil lives by and promise to deliver for you. Join the family today with a phone call to Kramer Oil in Marysville. Find them online at KramerOil.com.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Grow, harvest, and enjoy the herb lovage as pesto served on grilled fish, burgers, and salads. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. For many, lovage is a new plant. It's a perennial that looks like celery on steroids growing 5 feet tall. The stems and leaves are edible and taste like celery with a hint of parsley and are used for flavoring soups and stews. I've always used the hollow stems for sipping tomato juice or Bloody Marys. Recently, some friends introduced me to a new use for this herb, pesto. Even if you're not a fan of pesto, give this a try on grilled fish, burgers, and more. Check the internet for recipes. I enjoyed a variation of Ken Cole's recipe posted on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website, jsonline.com. Mix several cups of lovage leaves with Parmesan cheese, minced garlic, lemon juice, and salt. Mince in a food processor, then simply add olive oil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Cy Brenner served as a medic during World War II. However, he was about to be asked to serve in the role of a doctor. He had no choice. His story inside the barbed wire of a German POW camp is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When American soldier Cy Brenner arrived at a POW camp in late 1944, the Germans recognized from his uniform that he was a medic. An interpreter pulled him to the side and relayed a message from the German camp commander.
He says, "You are going to be taking care of all the wounded prisoners." He says, "You're going to be the doctor." I said, "I'm not qualified to be a doctor." And he nudged me in my rib with his elbow. He says, "You are anything that man says you are." And I says, "Okay."
Although conditions were terrible, there were instances of hope. Cy says the French resistance was active in the POW camp.
Alphonse de la Haye, he had guns, he had dynamite, he had everything. He gave me a .22 caliber Italian Beretta. I said, "Where in the hell did you get this?" He said, "Don't ask."
On occasion, Alphonse would report one of the French soldiers had died, and Cy, as the medic, would be dispatched to verify his death.
So we would have a funeral. He didn't have a casket, it was just a crate. On the way to the funeral, the French soldiers would follow, and on the way to the funeral, the man who was supposed to be in the casket escaped. And two or three days later, some railroad junction would blow up, and that's what they did. That's what the French did.
Perhaps the underground agents were not only using Cy to their benefit, but affirming that he could be trusted for another part of their plans. He would soon be receiving and passing secret messages to agents inside the camp. The story of how he accomplished the feat is next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
Like several different species of birds in your trees might only be one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mockingbirds love to imitate their feathered friends, and they're pretty feisty too, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. If that's the case, mockingbirds are gaining a lot of friends. Keith Arnold is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University. He says the mockingbird is about the size of a cardinal. It's gray and slender with white bars on its wings and a long beak. They nest in shrubs and trees in a variety of habitats from the city to the desert. Both parents are so protective of their young, they'll fearlessly dive bomb cats, dogs, hawks, owls, humans, or anything else they perceive as a predator. Mockingbirds have their own beautiful songs, but they're famously known for mimicking sounds that they pick up from other birds. Arnold says they like to show off their talents.
I think that once they hear that song or call, then they add it to the repertoire. They'll sing a phrase for four or five times, and then they'll switch to something else. It's not like they continue using the same phrase for long periods of time.
Both males and females sing. Unmated males will carry on all day and late into the night. Mockingbirds will hang around the backyard, but don't expect to see them at feeders. They prefer open areas with fruiting trees and bushes. Arnold says they're not considered a nuisance bird unless you're being harassed because there's a nest nearby or you're trying to grow tomatoes.
They'll go and pick on tomatoes for the food. The liquid in the tomato is a good food for them. It's very hard to grow tomatoes. You have to actually pick them as they just barely start to turn orange. If you wait too long, get them vine ripe, and you got a mockingbird around, there's going to be all kinds of holes in that tomato.
Your best defense is to put bird netting around your tomatoes and maybe sing a bit to distract them. Learn more about mockingbirds and listen to their sounds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
Senior citizens' lunch menu today, beef tips with rice, peas and carrots, and apricots. Tomorrow, taco burgers, Mexican rice, cheesy broccoli, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:15. Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Have a little trust when it comes to how farmers behave environmentally. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. While there are bad eggs in every bunch, the vast majority of farmers take pretty good care of their land. Farmer Jocelyn Schlichting of Rice, Minnesota.
For some reason, agriculture has been painted as the enemy of the environment. And if you spend a little time on a family farm, which can even mean a pretty large family farm, you're going to see that's not true.
Schlichting was a corporate accountant who returned to the family potato farm 5 years ago. She says it's important to farmers to care for the land.
It's obviously good for the environment, and people are paying more and more attention to that, which I think is great. But it's also important to the economics of the farm. If we don't take care of the soil and continue to improve it, our opportunity to make money and pay employees and contribute to our community and grow food goes away. And it's not in our best interest to use it up and then move on, especially at current land prices. It's in our best interest to take care of what we have and build it up. And that's exactly what we do.
Schlichting was featured in a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts. She also talked about the potential tax implications of eventually taking over the family farm. And I'll cover that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for county commissioner, Kathy Unger, treasurer.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While Americans continue to face higher prices across the board, and rural families especially are getting hit the hardest across the nation. With fewer choices, stores or suppliers, rural America doesn't have the same options available as urban communities. And AARP of Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel talks about, however, that doesn't mean that there aren't ways that rural families can fight some of the inflation issues.
From groceries to cars, DIY projects to watching TV, there are many ways you can save money, help fight inflation. For example, when shopping, search before you shop, order online, as it reduces impulse buys, and go all in on store brand items.
Another area of savings is the prescription drug costs.
GoodRx is one to find free coupons and search for better prices. AARP also has a prescription drug benefit to help cut costs. Use your free Rx discount card at CVS Pharmacy. You can save on all FDA-approved medications. You can also save at other pharmacies such as Walmart and Walgreens. Anyone can use this free discount program, but AARP members save even more and receive additional benefits.
Most importantly, he goes on to talk about it, is to follow a financial action plan for the family.
Times like these, with high inflation, it's important to have a budget. But even more important is to follow your budget. Additionally, a savings plan will help you save for any unexpected debts or large purchases you may be planning. AARP's Money Map has several resources available to ensure you are getting the most out of your hard-earned money.
Overall, nationwide, inflation did hit near 9.1%, according to the latest reports from CNBC for the month of June. But agricultural products have been hit even harder, with some inflation reaching anywhere between 11.5 to 12.6% across the board. Gas prices continue to linger a little bit higher as well, as barrels of oil continue to float right around that $100 a barrel. Nationwide, raising gas prices for the average is just over $4. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuffy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden insisting that he will pursue his climate agenda by executive action now that Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia appears to have killed any hope of passing a package of clean energy incentives and farm bill conservation funding. The president said his actions will create jobs, improve energy security, bolster domestic manufacturing and supply chains, as well as protect from oil and gas price hikes in the future and address climate change. He said he will not back down. The opportunity to create jobs and build a clean energy future is too important to release, he said. Manchin's move has angered several progressive Democrats, including Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, who questioned why Manchin is even the chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. The EPA will convene a formal scientific advisory panel on risk posed by atrazine to aquatic plants. The agency has said there would be an external peer review of its proposed risk management strategy of the herbicide, but had not yet said what form that would take. EPA has proposed growers reduce the amount of herbicide applied to employ a mix of conservation practices, depending on the level of atrazine already in their watershed. The Triazine Network, a coalition of ag groups that has been told several times by EPA that the agency would convene a SAP on the proposed aquatic plant community level of 3.4 parts per billion of atrazine, known as CELOC, once the comment period of the latest changes had ended come September. Greg Krissick is co-chair of the Triazine Network and CEO of Kansas Corn Growers. He said, nevertheless, we insist that EPA issue a written statement confirming the plan to hold the SAP in order to remove any confusion about the process. He said the network believes this is an absolute necessity and critical step for the agency to follow the best and established science on the topic. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com. Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Stablefly is a little bug with a painful bite. Researchers have mapped its genetic code in hopes of finding better control methods on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The stable fly looks a lot like a common house fly, but there's one notable distinction. They bite, and hard. They viciously torment humans and animals to get the blood meal they need to survive and reproduce. The flies have a direct impact on agriculture, causing billions of dollars in livestock production losses around the world. Until now, little has been known about this important pest. Josh Benoit is a biologist at the University of Cincinnati and part of a team that has sequenced the stable fly's genetic code to understand its biology. He says the fly's own genetic information could be used against it, leading to new control methods.
Like the genetic mechanisms of pesticide resistance, population differences. So by understanding that, you could potentially identify novel repellents, or you can identify novel ways to make new traps. For example, you can identify the genes associated with how they would find cattle, and you can better develop new traps.
They have isolated the fly's male and female genes with the hope of creating sterile males. Researchers are already taking similar genomic information of other pests to the next level.
They've been working on this for screwworms and mosquitoes right now, and they've already done field studies on islands, and they're starting them in Florida and in other areas. And so mainly just having the overall genetic aspects and genomic sequences for a species, you can really begin to push and start getting these sort of novel control targets.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cracking the stable fly genetic code at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. We're seeing things get closer to the wrap-up for the trading day. Pretty consistent after some mostly lower numbers in the corn and soybeans. The mostly a little bit higher in the wheat market right now. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. In the corn market, they've been lingering just under that that threshold there, with September corn sitting down 2 cents at 594 and a three quarters. December corn is down 3 1/4 to 592 even a bushel. In the wheat market, they saw a little bit of a dip down for a short time, came back up here. September KC wheat's up 1 1/2 cents to 870 3/4. December KC wheat is sitting at 1 1/4 higher to 878 even a bushel. In the bean market, mostly lower numbers here overall. August soybeans down 23 1/4 cents to 1454 even. September's down 21 1/4 to 1354 and a quarter. Mixed in the meal market, mostly lower, but we do have a little bit of green in the early futures here. August up 40 cents to 435 and 40 cents. September down 70 cents to 405 and 60 cents. And the bean oil market, August soybean oil's down $1.40 to 60.49. September's down $1.55 at 59 and 23 cents. Over in the cotton market, a little bit of green here, but not a lot of movement. October cotton's up 86 cents in the green to 101.06. December's up $1.03 at 93 and 41 cents. In the oats market, mostly lower here. September oats are down 2 1/4 to 4.77 even a bushel. Real quick look in the livestock market, mostly higher-ish here, kind of mixed. Live cattle for August up 17 cents at 135.90. October's up 32 cents at 141 and 42 cents. And the feeder cattle market, mostly lower here. August down 55 cents at 178.20. And the lean hogs for August are up $1.90 at 114.72. U.S. dollar index today, mostly higher here, with the September index up 45 cents at 107. We have 30-year bonds for September up slightly at 138.19.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Wheat harvest for the season has almost ended in the state of Kansas. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Providing an update on how harvest went this season is Post Rock District Extension Agent Sandra Wick. She describes the variability in yield seen across her district's counties.
Yields are all over the board this year, you know, from 20s even up to 70s, and that would be in the summer fallow ground.
Wow.
But the majority of our wheat is behind soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
So the yields are probably averaging probably in the 30s on those, you know, on most of the wheat that's behind soybeans. But what I have heard is most producers have mentioned that is actually coming in better than they expected.
Good.
So that's a good thing.
Wick goes on to explain that harvest quality was good despite the lack in some areas in terms of yield.
Quality, as far as the test weights, mm-hmm. they were great prior to the rains. I mean, we're talking 60 to 64 pounds, but now, unfortunately, and that's what happens when we get some rains on the wheat crop, they are now probably 55 to 59. But the good thing is we really were very fortunate that we didn't have any diseases for the quality. You know, we kind of had some towards the near end when the wheat was flowering. You know, we had some cool rainy events. So we were afraid that we were going to have that fusarium head blight or the head scab. But as far as I know, I've called around to some elevators. We haven't had hardly any wheat scab or head scab show up yet. And hopefully that will continue.
Wick says that her county's biggest issue this season was the same as most of the state's, a lack of rainfall.
I think the biggest problem and challenge that they were concerned this year was simply lack of rainfall or the drought conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We were fortunate here in north central Kansas that we got some pretty good stands last fall. And I know in other parts of the state that did not happen because they just didn't get the moisture. And so they went into the winter and the fall with not very good stands. But we were fortunate we got stands here in north central Kansas. However, during that middle growing season, the rain kind of shut off. So we have some shorter, thinner wheat out there this year in some places, especially those fields that were behind soybeans. Now, if they were lucky enough to have some summer fallow, those fields did amazing. I mean, those are in the upper 60s to 70s. And then even some of the producers took advantage of those great commodity prices and even locked in some prices earlier.
Providing a wheat harvest update for the Post Rock District counties, that was County Extension Agent Sandra Wick. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.